Irene Rodriguez, 61271. This is a 54-year-old woman who walks in today stating that, "I think I have a urinary tract infection or a kidney stone," period. In paragraph, she's 54 years old. She works for the school system. She has two children. Her last period was a couple of 3 years ago, period. She's been married 29 years and does not smoke, does not drink alcohol, period. I asked her if she's been having this problem for some time. She said yes, in September. She saw one doctor. They gave her something, some antibiotic, which never really did help, period. In paragraphs, she asked her about dryness, and she said yes, she does feel vaginal dryness sometimes after she has sex with her husband, but that's after asking her three times. Allergy, none. Surgery, gallbladder. Mom died of cirrhosis, kidney failure. Dad died of prostate cancer. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, medication, lisinopril, atropostatin, but they don't know, she doesn't know the name. COVID immunization, none. A review of system. No weight loss, no blood in the urine, no blood in the stool, no hematemesis, hematogenesis, seizure, convulsion. The discomfort is not with the urea, it's just a discomfort when she goes to the bathroom and urinates, period. Has not had an OB-GYN evaluation and has not seen the urologist for this problem except for her regular doctor. She has Blue Cross Blue Shields HMO, which prevents us from doing lots of lab work, i.e. colonoscopy, and Cologuard has to come from her doctor. Her mammogram is up to date. Her blood work, she says, is up to date. She weighs 160 pounds, 98.799, 20, 79, 142 over 79. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra skin shows no rash. Neurological non-focal, there's no abdominal pain, there's no tenderness. Abdominal exam is totally negative, urinalysis totally negative, no blood, and no other abnormalities, period. In the paragraph, we looked at her kidneys, bladder, and abdominal ultrasound within normal limits, no gallbladder present. Within an echocardiogram because of a lung history of hypertension within normal limits. Next one is carotid stenosis, minimal carotid stenosis was found. Next one is leg pain and arm pain. That has been going on for some time, was evaluated via ultrasound, no abnormalities was noted, period. As far as her problem is concerned regarding the dysuria or vaginal itching, vaginal dryness slash irritation, there's no sign of infection, of course. I'm going to treat her for bacterial vaginitis with Flagyl, 250 TID. Then I'm going to give her Diflucan, 200 milligram, 3 tablets for the next 3 days. Then I'm also going to give her some Primid because I believe this is most likely a vaginal dryness related to her postmenopausal state. Primid 0.6251 today. She doesn't have high blood pressure. She doesn't have DVT. She has no history of blood clots, no family history of breast cancer. Her mammogram is up to date. So I feel comfortable giving her Primid for the next 30 days. Next number, after that, she needs to see OB-GYN to rule out prolapsed bladder. Also needs a cystoscopy to rule out interstitial cystitis. But we'll cover a lot of ground today with the Flagyl and Diflucan and the Primid. Next number, come back in 3 weeks. Next number, she definitely doesn't have any evidence of stone. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving, and as explanation as why we give her what we gave her, and she understands and appreciates the visit today. Thank you.